Masechet Berachot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. We're going to continue with the laws of Zimun. The Mishnah says, Shilosha she'achlu ke'ehad enan rasha'in lehalek. If you have three people who ate a meal together, they had a bread meal together, it's prohibited for them to separate and to do Birkat HaMazon on their own. In terms of three people who joined as one unit, they have now the individual obligation of Zimun. Therefore, if one person leaves, the whole Zimun falls apart. So if you're not allowed to leave that group, you have to do Birkat HaMazon together. V'chein arba'a, v'chein hamisha. The same exists if you have four or five people eating together. Even if you may think, you know what, I'll leave and they could still do the Zimun without me. But the Hiddush over here of the Mishnah is no. That there's now individual obligations of Zimun. If you ate with other people, you're not allowed to just do Birkat HaMazon on your own and think you're good. But you have the individual Hova of doing Zimun, and same thing with five people. Shisha nehelakin ad asara. But if you have six people in a group together, they're allowed to split into two different groups. They can, if they want to, they were eating together and they want to go the different way, two different sides of the room and do two smaller Zimuns, they're allowed to do that because they have three people in each group ad asara. And they can continuously split into two or even three groups if you have nine people, until they have 10 people. But once you have 10 people, you're not allowed to split into a group. The asara ena nehalakin. 10 people are not allowed to split, because once you have 10 people together, even though you technically could have two different zimuns of five, what you lose out by splitting with you, if you have 10 people, is you lose out on the haskarat shem Hashem. As we said in the previous Mishnah, when you have 10 people who are doing Zimun together, they add in God's name, because God rests with a minyan of 10 men. And therefore, if you have 10 people, you're not allowed to split. Aj yihyu esrim, until you have 20 people. If you have 20 people there, and you could split into two different groups of 10, and you don't lose out on the Shem Hashem, because again, you have 10 people in each group, so you can still mention the name of God as part of the Zimun. Only in that situation are you allowed to separate.